For him, that's what y'all need to be talking to right now, because you know this is his first game playing against them. So how he's gonna handle it, I really can't tell you, but I think he's gonna do good. Definitely, he has gone against the guys on their D line a lot, so he should know those guys. You know, they know their moves. So for him, it should be a lot of fun. But for us, you know, it's business. For Jake too, it's business. But you know, hopefully, he don't get caught up in all that hoopla with the guys talking to him. Hey, Jake, how you doing? All this, you know, some players will do that, talk to you, try to get you out your game.
Division games count twice as much, but many feel if you can get this win, you can really control your own fate within the division.
Yeah, you know, it'll put us, 4.5 games up on them. As far as the other guys in the division, it also gives us a lot of distance between those guys, too. So it is a big game for us. Not only that, it gives us some distance, but it's a division game. You know, you always want to win divisional games. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us to go out and get this victory.
Rare that Peyton has two bad games in a row?
The whole time I was there, I only saw it my rookie year, and we was 3-13. And after that, you know, he put it together. You know, what happened, I really can't tell you, but he definitely found something after that first year. And it's, whether he had two bad ones in a row, hopefully we're going to go out and try to make him have another bad one in a row. But like I said, we're going to have to it's a timing thing with them. You know, knock the guys, knock the receivers around a while and, you know, put some pressure on him so we know he makes some mistakes.
Biggest down as they seem to be this year, 3-3. They were able to put it together pretty well against Baltimore. What do you see in that game?
Baltimore, they do a lot of tricky things, a lot of pressure on the quarterback, you know, and, you know, they didn't get to him like they thought they would. So with Peyton, you know, he's definitely going to hold the ball a while, give his receivers time to get open. You know, you can have good coverage, but he's going to hold the ball for a while. You know, it's hard to cover guys in the NFL for a long period of time, so pressure is going to be key.
It's a nice, your familiarity with Marvin Harrison, the guys, kind of give you a little advantage, you know, than the average person going against them.
You know, we used to have our battles at practice, but, you know, that was down the road. You know, they know me, I know them. It might be a can and mouse thing, you know. And with them, like I said, they going to do what they do regardless. They not going to sit there and say, well, okay, we're just going to take shots at this one guy. You know, they going to go out there, everybody on the field, and vice versa for us. You know, they going to try to hit us where it hurt, and we're going to try to do the same thing to them.
Harrison still have what he had in the past, or has he lost a step today? Is it still?
I don't know if he's lost a step or not, but for some reason, you know, they have so many weapons over there. And if they're looking for him, you know, be winding up his career, you know, the other guys are getting more balls because they are going to be the future of their team. So, you know, whether his role has diminished, you know, I can't say I'm not in the locker room. But he's definitely, from what we see on film, he can still, you know, hit you with the home run and quick passes, still quick off the line.